Just like the cherry blossoms have popped this spring, so have a lot of new restaurants in the D.C. area. Joining us live now with the very latest on it, Nikki Nellis from TheListAreYouOnIt.com, co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sunday mornings at 11 on our sister station, 1500 AM. Nikki, welcome back. I'm already hungry just reading over your notes.
I know. Well, this is a great month. You know, so many of these restaurants we've been talking about that they were supposed to open in February and then April, but now it's here and they've all opened, and we just have a slew that have opened up in the last couple of days. So Red Hen just opened up this week. This is in the Bloomingdale area, and it comes from two restaurant area veterans, Mike Friedman and Sebastian Soutant, both formerly at Proof, which is a fabulous restaurant in Penn Quarter.
Yeah.
They've opened up this gorgeous little boutique-y restaurant over in Bloomingdale. That area is exploding, and they have this magnificent grill in there. So you can expect a lot of Italian-style grilled foods, lots of smoked foods. The place is gorgeous. It's all wood. It just feels good. I have not eaten there yet, but everything I'm hearing is fantastic. I'm really looking forward to see what both these guys do in such a great space. Nice. Now, Azur just opened up last night. I actually happened to pop my head in there. This is the former Cafe Atlantico space in Penn Quarter on A Street, and this is the first in a long time. It is an actual seafood restaurant. People ask me all the time, they're like, where can I go for seafood? I mean, you can go anywhere, but this is really focused on seafood. It's Chef Frederick Depew, who just opened Table a couple weeks ago. It's like he's had twins. And it's a beautiful restaurant, seafood focused, lots of great colors, very pretty space. I think it's really going to be terrific. Now, Le Diplomat, I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, then you haven't heard that Le Diplomat is open.
Yes.
This is Stephen Starrs, transplant from Philadelphia. He is a huge restaurateur up there, and this is his first space, one of, I assume, many to be soon. Here in D.C., it's on 14th Street, 14th and Q, and this is really a brasserie. It's exactly what it's supposed to be. Moule frites, hanger steak, French onion soup, seafood towers, fabulous outdoor dining.
We're starving.
I make you hungry. The space is fantastic. I've had dinner there already. The food is great. They are not yet doing breakfast, lunch, dinner, and brunch, but they will be soon.
Great.
And I would nab a space at that patio early because it's going to be busy. And the last place I want to tell you about that also just opened, this is down in Georgetown. This is called the Grill Room and the Rye Bar. This is at the Capella Hotel. I was also there last night. And it's a really snazzy location. I love the Rye Bar. It's so gorgeous. Lots of marble and great cocktails. And they actually have outdoor dining right on the canal. And you just,
nobody's doing that.
Yeah. And it's just, in this weather, it's glorious. The Grill Room is also really beautiful. I think they're going to be doing really interesting things in there. So another place to definitely put
meats
on.
Meats and seafoods could be
put
special there.
Absolutely.
Have to ask
list.
You, Nikki, yes. about Astro Donuts and fried chicken.
Okay, well, so this is a trend alert. So we've got Astro Donuts and Fried Chicken Shop and Golden Brown Delicious. This is two donut and fried chicken shops that have opened. They're both a little different. They're not doing it the same way. But at the end of the day, you can get your donuts and you can get your fried chicken. So at GBD, I just have to tell you about one dish I've had there. They do a fried chicken bao bun, which is insane. It is so delicious. And Astro Donuts does a real wide range of different donuts and a wide range of different fried chickens. I think you should have a little test here. Bring them both in and see who's doing what and pick a winner.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds fantastic.
Great.
Good things to check out.
Thanks, Nikki. We appreciate it as always. Nikki Nellis from TheListAreYouOnIt.com, co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sunday mornings on 1500 AM.